This is Michael Savage. Join me weeknights at 8 on KNSS.
8:47 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Flying for Thanksgiving, will there be any empty seats on either side of you? We'll get some of that information from editor Bill Roy, a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal shortly. Now it's time for three big things. The CDC says avoid romaine lettuce. Many stores are taking it off the shelves. Dozens have been sickened nationwide. The state of Kansas is going to help Wichita improve a tough intersection, I-135, I-235, the North Junction in Wichita. Some of that concrete up there is 50 years old, and the state's going to fix it up.
One.
It is the day before Thanksgiving. This is one of the busiest travel days of the year, and lower gasoline prices are going to help people get out and travel. That's three big things with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Many stations are around $2.17 a gallon on the gasoline prices, but we're seeing them come down now. Earlier this morning, we saw near Central and I-235, $2.15, and now I spotted a couple more stations at $2.15, one at 47th Street South and Hydraulic, and one near West and Maple. Gasoline prices continue to come down. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jed Chambers.
And let's take a look at the weather forecast heading into Thanksgiving. High today of 59 degrees under a sunny sky. That's pretty good. Overnight low tonight down to 36 under a clear sky. Pretty much the same tomorrow. It will be a breezy tomorrow with a wind out of the south, but once again sunny and a high 58 on Thanksgiving Day. KNSS Weather brought to you by The Monarch. Explore your love of America's native spirit every Wednesday. Hey, that's today. With $4 select bourbons and whiskeys. Located at 579 West Douglas in historic Delano. What a great place to hang out. The Monarch. 8:49 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Connecticut was the first state that made Thanksgiving an annual event just for ordinary yearly doings.
Just for the folks.
So thank you to Connecticut, for doing that. But before it became standard, Thanksgivings were occasional, a formalized thanks. George Washington basically kind of started the ball rolling on some of that. He made a proclamation in the year 1789 recommending that the states carve out Thursday, November 26th, as a day of public thanksgiving and prayer. Congress met for the first time that year. So they were implementing the Constitution, setting up the government and how that would work and all that. And the proclamation framed Thanksgiving as a time for all their blessings in getting this new country started. And so they started doing that in 1789. That was a one-time only deal, 1789, giving thanks for the country starting. After that, some state governors kept that tradition, declared a day of Thanksgiving whenever it so happened in those states. But it was not a formalized date. But then came along the 1800s, and one woman, Sarah Josepha Hale, started a letter-writing campaign. She wanted the last Thursday of November designated as a National Day of Thanksgiving. This all started about the mid-1800s. That's what she envisioned. And that pretty much is what we're doing. She wrote a letter during President Lincoln's first term to the president. And she wrote that letter in late September, and by early October, Lincoln declared a national Thanksgiving for the last Thursday in November.
How cool is that?
Boy, she wrote a letter to the president, and she got action.
Talk about action.
Like a week and a half later. Yeah. And, of course, it was in the middle of the Civil War, so I'm sure Lincoln thought that is certainly appropriate to do. Lincoln regularly called Thanksgivings on a Thursday, and sometimes there were some comings and goings of that. Finally, it got standardized like we know it in 1939 when FDR began moving Thanksgiving from the last Thursdays of the month, and he kind of put it to the next to last Thursday, which enabled a bigger shopping period between Thanksgiving and Christmas. And now we've settled on the fourth Thursday of Thanksgiving of November is Thanksgiving now.
And we all know it is Turkey Day.
And that's where we've been since the 30s.
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
Yeah.
That was 40 years ago. Isn't that hard to believe?
Classic WKRP line. Yeah. And Steve McIntosh knows the guy that was involved in that event that it's based on.
Is that right?
Yeah. He worked with that guy somewhere along the line at a radio station.
Yeah.
Of the that is,
that right?
The that story of dropping turkeys out of a helicopter.
Right.
apparently, there's some sort of nugget of real life in that, that actually some sort of promotion did happen that
way.
Well,
you just can't make
Mac,
that up, right?
Mac knew that guy, yeah. It is 8:52 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Hey, are you flying somewhere for Thanksgiving? Will there be any empty seats on either side of you? Well, don't bet on it. Here's Bill Roy, editor of the Wichita Business Journal, the local business update. Hello, Bill.
Hello, Ted. Yeah, are you traveling for Thanksgiving? Airlines are predicting record passenger traffic. Despite the congestion, delays are expected to be reduced. In Wichita, weather's supposed to be decent, at least until Sunday. On-time performance has been decent in recent years. Eisenhower Airport's rate of delayed flights has mirrored the national average, about 19%. Mid-American Credit Union plans to be in its new Kellogg and Oliver branch within a year. Work has started on the branch, and it's expected to be complete by late summer. New credit union building will replace a branch at 804 South Oliver. The law company is the general contractor on the project. Richard Craybill is the architect. And Steve Martins has been chosen to receive a Lifetime Achievement Award from the Certified Commercial Investment Member Chapter and the WSU Center for Real Estate. Martins is CEO of NAI Martins and the Martins Companies, started in the commercial real estate business back in 1975. Other Lifetime Achievement Award winners include Phil Ruffin, George Ablaw, and Jack DeBoer. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
We were talking about Thanksgiving. 1939 is when FDR moved it from the last Thursday of November to the next to last. And
right.
He kind of did it last with not a lot of notice. Remember Alf Landon, of course, of Kansas, who ran against FDR for president? Alf
right.
Landon was very critical, saying, "If this idea had any merit at all, more time should have been taken to work it out instead of springing it upon an unprepared country with the omnipotence of a Hitler."
Oh,
Alf Landon comparing FDR to Hitler.
That's a little
just
rude.
By changing the date of Thanksgiving. Yeah.
Yikes.
I know. And that was the weird year where 22 states declared it, okay, November 23rd. Another 23 states said it's still on the 30th. Colorado and Texas declared both the 23rd and the 30th as Thanksgiving, and Mississippi did not designate it at all.
Wow.
1939, it was chaos.
And apparently in 1940, they said, well, we've got better things to argue about,
yeah,
so we'll try
yeah.
to standardize
yeah.
it.
Yeah, well, Thanksgiving 1939
wow.
was quite the to-do. Hey, Bill, we wish you and your family a happy Thanksgiving and safe travels, my friend.
Thank you, sir. You and yours as well, and everybody who listens to Steve and Ted every day, Gordon, Jad.
Thanks, Bill.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
You too, buddy.
We are glad you're with us every day. Thank you much. That's Editor Bill Roy from the Wichita Business Journal with a local business update. KNSS News Time on Thanksgiving Eve is 8:55.